This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Pumpkin scream in the middle.
Hey there, this is Mark Patton from Nightmare on Elm Street for Underground Horror Radio. Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
And welcome back to Underground Horror Radio here on PodunkRadio.com. Mm-hmm. It is your hostess, Nicole Velakis Jordan, author. And with me, as always, is my partner in all things, Justin McPatches.
That's right. The weather is clear and calm. Back to you, Nicole.
Thank you. Thank you for that lovely, lovely update.
Well, I'm done. Bye.
You're looking really good in that bikini tonight, buddy.
I am.
Yeah.
My tits are out.
Woo!
Yes. Woo! I jumped out a window.
We jumped out a window. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, it's been another week. We have survived yet another week. The days are starting to run together.
This month, I'm busy this month, but yeah, it has been busy.
Yes.
Last week, I even remember what I fucking did. What did I do? Oh, the Pokemon thing where it looks like I did worse than cable access.
Yeah.
Yeah, the video. Yeah. Oh, it was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Friday.
Now, Friday night we went out to eat, and then we went to House of Brews.
That's right. We hung out there.
Coolio. Cool place.
Yeah.
To hang out.
Very awesome. Yeah, and this week we got the 35th anniversary of the Evil Dead at Morbid Movies in Lake Worth.
Whoop, whoop.
At the Movies of Lake Worth. So if you haven't gone, go.
Yes, and last Saturday we went to see the Disappointments Room, so we'll talk about that.
Yes, we did, actually.
Yes.
Yes, it was a good time.
Yes, and this week we're going to see Blair Witch.
Yeah, we are. And Evil Dead.
And Evil Dead on Friday. So we're going to go hang out with our Morbid Movies family.
Yes.
Down in Lake Worth. And thanks to Mike Favada, who always does his thing down there, and Ryan and everybody else that puts it together. And our buddy Charbroil's going with us.
Yes.
Yes. So, yeah. And stay tuned for him and Chavez.
El Bandito.
Oh, it's not.
No, it's El Bandito.
Oh,
they're
see?
Superheroes.
Oh, they're superheroes. I didn't know that.
It's all
so
right.
Anyway, and there were Power Hour of Love.
Up next, yes.
Yes. So we're in our geek block.
Yes.
Podunk's own.
Geek block.
Geek block, yeah. So speaking of blocks, we're waiting for our Dread Central
Horror box
to show up.
I got a question. When you get it, do you want to do an unboxing video? Actual unboxing video as opposed to
what you were talking about doing where you just open your little pops and stuff? No.
Hey, don't judge. Speaking of pops,
I got
my goddamn shark. Thank you to Crystal over at GameStop.
Yeah.
I got my goddamn shark.
He got his little Jaws mini pop.
Okay, so a couple weeks ago we were talking about how they made
The next series
for the horror mystery pops. That's
yes,
what they were.
Yes.
So I want to get Jason and Freddy and a couple other ones, Slimer. Uh-huh. But I got Jaws, which I was really gunning for.
Uh-huh.
Because it's kind of cute but menacing.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, I got that. So I'm so glad that I'm really glad because they have those mysteries for like every fucking thing.
Yeah.
Like anime, Batman,
Nightmare Before
Suicide
Christmas,
Suicide Squad. Nightmare Before Christmas, Street Fighter, Jesus.
They have Nightmare Before Christmas
Doctor
ones.
Doctor Who.
They have Nightmare Before Christmas ones in their keychains, their mini pop keychains.
But not the mystery ones.
Spirit, yes.
Oh, they are?
At Spirit, yes.
Oh, but the one you got was a
mystery pop, the regular ones.
Yeah, Zach. I mean, the Jack dressed up in the Pumpkin King.
Yeah, as the Pumpkin King.
Yes.
But they have the cutest little Zero
Zero.
Zero.
Now, did I get zero the first year he went to Spooky or the second year for you?
The second year.
But I got you.
He wasn't out the first year.
But I got him for you. Yes. And now he's all over the place, but I got him at a good deal.
Yes, you did.
Zero.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah. So those figures are actually, I'm glad they're popular and stuff. They're kind of cool. I like them. Yeah.
We don't collect everything, though. We just collect some things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There is an Olivia Moore iZombie one I want to get because I do like iZombie.
Yeah.
That's coming back.
They're
hopefully.
Still counting for taste.
Shut up. Have you even watched the show?
Yes, you made me watch it a couple times.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You didn't get into it.
And I did not like it.
I got into it.
And so far, you're not selling me on Stranger Things either.
It's only been two episodes. I said, once we get to the third episode.
Well, if something doesn't start getting interesting, I'm giving up.
We're there now. We're going to get
okay,
there.
Okay.
What did I tell you?
I know you told me.
I told everybody on this fine show here.
I'm just...
I fucking told everybody.
Yeah. I told everybody.
It took me like a week and a half to get through.
I told everybody.
Yeah. Mr. Loomis. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they updated the Spooky website, so we're going to talk about that. They added a couple more people on the author list, which is we're on. Our friend Tyson Hanks finished another episode of his podcast, so check out author authortysonhanks.com and check it out. They mention some of the celebrities and stuff like that. And I think the next one he's doing weekly, but I think he's going to do the author track next. So I'll be looking out for you and I.
Mm-hmm.
That would be awesome. So that's out. Let's see. Yeah, we saw the Disappointments Room, which wasn't too bad, so yeah. We'll talk about that.
Limited release 31 is coming out this weekend in certain theaters.
Oh, is it ever going to be in every theater?
It's supposed to be on demand and all. No.
Oh, so 31 was never going to be...
No. They're saying maybe, depending on how it does in the limited release. They might put it out in October.
Okay. But, well, we already talked about that.
But that September 1st one was like their one time...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we already talked about that.
Yeah, no, I know we talked about the movie, but people were listening last week.
Oh, yeah, I know. No, it's cool. Yeah, definitely go check it out if you can.
Mm-hmm.
Don't Breathe is doing well still.
Yes. I'm enjoying that.
And the shows are coming back. Yep. Scream Queens is next week.
American Horror Story
started last night. Yeah. We didn't get a chance to watch it yet.
No.
We will, though.
Yes.
And then everything else is starting to come in October.
In October. Supernatural's back on October 13th.
Very good. Day after our wedding.
Yeah. I think the 22nd or 23rd of October will be The Walking Dead.
Okay.
So we finally get to find out who Negan killed. We better fucking find out who Negan killed. Seriously. If they just fucking cliffhanger us again, I'm going to be so pissed. I'll stop watching it. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, I don't care at this point.
Yeah, I know. But I do because Negan's cool and I'm actually
like
kind of happy about him.
Yeah, no, I like Negan. I'm just saying. It's up in the air. It's up in the air with that. And so let's see. Yeah, so we're going to get our horror block soon, so it'll be cool to look that up. I know you're excited.
Box of Dread. It's our Box of Dread.
Box of Dread, sorry.
Because it's got Sam stuff in it.
You do know if we do unboxing, they might be like, hey, these guys are interesting. Maybe we'll send them more for nothing.
No, they don't do that.
I got YouTubers that do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Oh. So what else are we going to be doing? Well, I know once October gets here, we're going to really dive into some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really hard. Including our favorite movies, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be good. I'm just really excited about Evil Dead, though.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm a big, yeah. Me and Charboil were talking about it. His favorite's Evil Dead 2 as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking about that. First one's what started it, but I love Evil Dead 2 the most. And so now we get to see the first one on the big screen, which is a huge thing.
Right.
So, oh, and it's Alton's birthday this weekend. So happy birthday, Alton.
Happy birthday, Alton.
Yes. Alton, our good friend who loves Spooky.
Yeah, that's pretty much his
really
mecca.
Yes. And yeah. He's a good musician as well, but yes. He really loves Spooky. And
yeah, so.
We always give him props while we're there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good people.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm excited for Spooky. There isn't much really going on right now. I mean, I know it's leading up, but it's kind of dead week.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. We got stuff going on this weekend, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We got that going on next weekend. Okay, if anybody cares that listens, there is the Treasure Coast Comic Con this weekend.
Yes.
It's at the Civic Center. and Port St. Lucie on US 1. So go check that out if you can. Mm-hmm. I'm not able to go this weekend because I got money. No money.
And other stuff to do.
Next week I'll be at PalmCon. So next Saturday I'll be walking around PalmCon. I don't know if I'll be with myself or Jeffrey will be with me. Jeffrey's on a cruise.
You mean the Riddler?
Okay, so story time, real quick. It's bad enough I got Bender from a square robot suit.
Box robot. He's not
Box
fucking
robot,
Bender.
Right. Bad enough that happened at MegaCon, of all cons, where everybody should know their comic book in there.
That and awesome.
Was it a little kid, though, that said it, or was that a grown-ass man?
That was a grown-ass person.
Okay, well, Futurama.
Little kid thought you were awesome.
Fair enough. A little kid should not be watching South Park. Anyway, so me and Jeff, my buddy Jeff, just pictures, went to PalmCon last year, right before Spooky, to kind of get amped up. I do it every year. And I enjoy it. So we went, and I had like a suit jacket on and my robot head. And Jeff had this Clover suit that he bought because he wanted to wear it playing poker one time. No, he has a poker suit for that. Never mind. Anyway, for St. Patrick's Day, he wanted a Clover suit. Mm-hmm. So he had it. And Jeff is very big into St. Patrick's Day. So we're at PalmCon. And he was wearing, it's a very green suit with green clovers on it. And people thought he was the Riddler.
Ridiculous.
Did that happen at Spooky too?
Yep.
Did it?
Oh. Yep.
I didn't see him that much at Spooky. He was running off with ISIS. Couldn't see him. We were busy.
Yeah.
Poor Jeffrey. And so, yeah, they thought he was the Riddler. I just thought that was funny.
But now, this year at Spirit Halloween, they actually have a Riddler suit.
Yes. Maybe. Yeah, I'm like Jeff. Oh, yeah, we showed him. Like Jeff wore that. He's like, no. Yeah, that'll be good. So anyway, what do you think? We should play some tunes now and then come back and talk about what we did over the... We want to do the movie review or do you want to...
Let's do the movie review and get that out of the way.
Okay. And then we'll whore Spooky.
And we'll figure out what else we'll talk about.
Yeah. Yes. Good stuff. Lines are open.
No, they're not.
We're going to give advice on the air.
555-8252.
$20 a minute after the first 2 minutes.
After the first 30 seconds.
30 seconds?
Yeah.
I don't think... Is there even those kind of numbers anymore?
No.
Everybody?
Yeah, there is. Do you know what it is? It's for the fucking psychics. The phone psychics. You can still do that.
Let me see if I can see what's going on. Oh, man. Your future is bright. Anyway, we'll be back.
I would like to hear. No, I cannot see what I wish to see. Must not be the one that I want to be. May not live like I was born to be. Time will show a vibrance deep inside me. I need to explode as I could not be. All my failed attempts, tries of no avail. All my weird sorrows, well, they never end. I feel the hate inside myself, destruction deep inside. Insanity is taking control, it's hopeless to start the fight. What I would like to hear. No, I cannot see what I wish to see. Must not be the one that I want to be. May not live like I was born to be. Time will show a footprint deep inside me. I'll need to explode as I could not be. All my fatal attempts, tries of no avail. All my weird sorrows, will they never end?
As you face the gory.
Welcome back to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com. And I just want to offer a quick shout out. Congratulations to our good friend Sandy over in England. She got approved for the release from work that she was hoping for. So she's very happy. She's going to be able to do some stuff, and she's got some freedom coming up for the next year or so. So that's really awesome. Congratulations, my love. I know you were really excited for it. And we can't wait till next year. Woohoo! You'll be here, and then we'll be there, and it'll be all exciting. Yay!
Congrats. Now, that's a good thing. Congratulations.
Yes.
You completed a great game. All right. So, you've heard back there the Pox, I Don't Like Me, Fear Incorporated with the Tender Prey, and Spawn Atomic with Predator 2. So, there we go. Good stuff. Good stuff
good
indeed.
Good stuff.
All right. So, what else is going on? So, the movie,
The Disappointments Room. We went to see that.
Yes, Kate Beckinsale is off her rocker.
Yeah, it's actually a really good movie. I liked it. I thought it was an original story. Wentworth Miller wrote it, actually, Captain Cold.
Yes.
From The Flash.
What were you going to say, Mr. Freeze?
I almost said Mr. Freeze.
Yeah, I thought it was really good, especially when the Lycans attacked and she shot him up with the silver bullets. Oh, that wasn't that movie.
No, that wasn't that movie.
Oh. Is it the one with Adam Sandler? No. That was clickbait. No, actually, no. This movie wasn't bad. It was different.
Mm-hmm. It's more of a psychological thriller. It was a haunted house, but...
It wasn't focused directly on that, per se.
No. And, they had a good background story for what the Disappointments Room is.
Right.
And the whole film was creepy, and I liked the layout. I loved the house that they were in.
The manor house was
beautiful. So I recommend it. I think you should go see it. It's very good to have something different in the theaters.
I'd say it's a good rental. I wouldn't buy it. But it's one of those movies for me. I've seen it. It's out.
Yeah.
Because you already know what happens. It's over. There's not a lot of replay value for me.
No, it doesn't have a lot of replay value once you know.
But it's good. It's good. It's definitely worth checking out for sure.
Yes.
How many pumpkins do you give it?
I'm going to give it 3.
You're going to give it 3?
Mm-hmm.
I give it about 2.5.
Yeah. Well, the thing I like about it, it's also one of those movies. It's kind of like The Boy. I kind of want to watch The Boy again.
Yes.
To see what I missed.
Yeah, The Boy was all right. Well, some people hated it. I thought it was kind of clever. Some people think the ending was very cop-out.
I don't think so.
Well, no, that's the whole thing. So, anyway, you know, that's not much of a review. We should probably talk about the movie a little bit more. So,
okay, so...
The backstory.
They had a tragedy in their family.
Right.
Their baby died.
That's it. We're not going to give anything else away about that.
Yeah. So they moved to this out of the city to this manor house in the countryside.
It
looked like Pennsylvania or North Carolina or something.
Very nice house.
Very nice house. Beautiful. Spooky. This old. They were going to renovate it because she's an architectural designer. So they were going to renovate it. It was her pet project to keep her focused. She had apparently gone through some therapy and things because of losing the baby. And she finds that there's a room.
It was not
upstairs.
That's
not on the floor plans anywhere. And she finally gets it open, and it's this bare room with a window out the back. And she starts to see some strange things. She starts to have some strange visions and strange dreams. And she starts to come a little unhinged, trying to figure out what's going on.
It's well acted.
It's very well acted.
Kate Beckinsale did a very good job.
Yeah.
And even the husband, Mark Maron.
Yeah.
He's not really Mark Maron.
Not really Mark Maron.
He looks like him.
He looks like him. they, you know, they have a son. They have a small son who's older, obviously older than the baby was. The baby was just like recent, apparently.
Right, right.
But they find out some history of the house and people that lived there previously and what the room was used for. And
pretty much from there, it just kind of starts going.
Yeah, then you find out what's going on.
It's in the theater, so mm-hmm. go check it out.
Yeah, go see it.
Go see it.
It's very atmospheric, and it's very good in the theater because the surround sound is amazing.
Oh, yeah. It was nice.
She goes up in the attic, and it sounds like the birds and the bats are all around you.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it. I mean, like I said, it wasn't like the most thrilling movie, I thought, for me. But it was a well-made movie.
Yeah. It's not a horror movie. It's more of a psychological thriller.
I like horror movies.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, you know, in town, I don't know all the details yet because I'm still not getting the info, but they're having some kind of, anyway, it starts like next weekend, I think, and runs through October, but there is some kind of monster museum type mm-hmm. of thing happening in Fort Pierce over decades of movie monsters. So I'm excited for that. I know you are, because mm-hmm. I know you like the old classics,
mm-hmm.
and I'm a fan of the 80s slasher, mm-hmm. so maybe they'll be in there, which is why we love horror all year round.
Yeah.
But now we're getting closer to it.
Mm-hmm.
And we went back to Spirit, and there was slightly Halloween music, but not really.
Yeah, they were trying.
Not
hard enough,
but
they were trying.
You looked at me and said, maybe they listened to the show.
Yeah, maybe they did.
Yeah, right. Anyway, but I still want to see Halloween Express if they have a whole different thing than Spirit mm-hmm. as far as that goes and some other stuff.
Well,
Party City
open.
Does whatever's on.
Yeah. They just have their whole Halloween section now.
Nice, though. It's
it.
A nice section. Yeah. The Sam mask.
Yeah, the Sam mask is good, yeah.
Yeah, and Sam Wario's. Now, they're not real, but you were, like,
I know.
Excited.
That was exciting. If you go on to Dread Central,
yes.
There was one of the writers there, I guess he asked an artist friend of his, to, because of all the flavors that they've been coming up with. Like, they had summer berry, and
right.
they have pumpkin spice, and they have all these things now, so he asked him to
Basic.
Come. Up, they asked him to come up with flavors based on
horror movies,
and he does a trick or treat one where they make the cookies look like the candy, the lollipop that he has bitten. You know, and they do
the stuff,
and
Halloween 3. You know what? Fuck it.
Silver Shamrocks.
Halloween 3. It's on Facebook. I'm just gonna go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
So next month at Morbid Movies,
mm-hmm.
the movie they're showing for October. Last year was Reanimator,
mm-hmm.
awesome sauce.
Mm-hmm.
This year, the Tom Atkins classic, Halloween 3.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all very, I mean, the list is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so this month Evil Dead, next month fucking Halloween 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I know some of you are like, why not Halloween? Because they've done Halloween in theaters.
Yeah.
We've seen it.
I want to see Halloween
was,
2 in theaters.
I know. Maybe
I'm very
next year.
Happy about what we're doing.
Yeah. Halloween 3, though, is the one that people, you know, at first didn't really like it. But it's one of those things, that, you know, because it'll be on Fear Fest or whatever is on AMC.
Right.
But, you know, whenever it's on, I'm like, oh, I'm going to sit down and watch this fucker.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's fucking Halloween 3. It's a good movie overall. It's a very good movie. It's just not a. I think at the time. It was like people got used to Michael Myers. So anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. But very cool. So that's next month. Check that out. And then before that, Spooky, which is going to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited for that as well. Also, I heard some more info about the Friday the 13th game.
Mm-hmm.
What I gathered was that, you know, it's a multiplayer, so you have to level up. Through different, you know, go through different matches. It's game
right,
matches.
Right.
And it's you versus the counselors. If you're Jason, you versus the counselors. They're saying, and yes, Jason is overpowered, but
mm-hmm.
again, they're really making this as authentic as they can about the movies.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, if you all team up against them, it's a little bit better, but it's still not really a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
But each counselor might have different abilities and stuff, and you have to try to work together to probably outlast or get away from Jason.
Right.
A lot of your meter is based on fear.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I just saw test footage, so I don't really know much, but right. this is what I was told online. There's test foot. You know, they're saying that if you see Jason kill somebody, or you see, you know, you see Jason, you're gonna start. I love when it does that. You're gonna start maybe getting a little fear. And Jason doesn't have like thermo imaging. He has.
Oh my god.
He has fear.
Oh my god.
What?
Clock Tower. One of the Clock Tower games.
Yeah.
That's what you would do too. You'd have fear.
Yeah.
And if you got too scared and you didn't have anything to calm you down when the monsters were running around outside of where you were.
Okay.
You would flake out and you'd run out where they were and like
run. It'd be
screaming.
Stupid.
Yeah.
And okay.
And they would kill you. So
this is kind of like that. Yeah, because what happens is you don't have a meter that says you're afraid. It's all body language.
Yeah.
You start mumbling to yourself out loud and tripping and and then so you're able to fuck up more if you make bad horror movie decisions. Mm-hmm. I love that these people are very, very, very like
specific.
On point.
Yeah.
Well, so much they got Savini design the kills.
Right.
Which you saw the kill montage.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And you got Kane Hodder as the body model.
Yep.
And you know, and it showed him like choking people and slashing. So it's awesome.
You've been choked by Kane Hodder.
Yes, I have. That's and last time I got a picture, he's like, "No, I don't want to do that to you this time."
I've already choked you.
He put his arm around me. Yeah. We're going to see him again soon. I'm very excited.
And he
for
doesn't
that.
Choke the girls.
No. Kane's a sweetheart. Don't tell anybody.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want you to know that.
Yeah, he doesn't want you to know that.
He wants to be mean.
Yeah.
But this game looks phenomenal. But yeah, each you have ways to kind of disguise things by playing music, hiding under stuff, hiding in stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It just sounds like it's going to be fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait for it because a really good, authentic Friday the 13th game, especially if it comes out. I think it's supposed to come out in October.
Yeah,
in time for Halloween. Man, that will be that sweet. Is worth the $60. I'm not much for games coming out right away and spending money on them, but that is the game I would.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't wait next month.
Yeah, you'll hopefully. Get it, and then I'll never get to play it.
You can play it.
It's not two player, is it?
No, but you can come play it. Let's see how well you do. I think you'd be all right.
I probably would.
Oh,
I'm not one of them stupid big-breasted bimbos that goes running up the stairs when she should be running out the door.
Yes. So let's play more tunes.
Yeah, and then we'll talk about Spooky.
Then we'll talk about Spooky Empire, which has Kane Hodder as Jason.
Yeah.
There you go.
Trail of blood, if I lose all around, I got my
And welcome back to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com. It is your hostess, Nicole Vlachis.
Yes, podunkradio.com, full of other great shows and stuff, such as Sick Boys Radio, Loud, Fast, and Shitty. One out of England, actually, called Punky.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, England. And cool. We have more friends out of England.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. And, of course, after this, stay tuned for another Charbroil and El Bandito's Power Hour of Love.
Yes.
Talking about cool, geeky stuff and playing some awesome music.
Mm-hmm.
Here on CoolSpooky.com.
You like my radio voice?
Hey, fuck you. Anyway, Spooky Empire.
Yes. So, Spooky Empire, we have gone over many times the guest list. They've added more people.
Yes, they added the sheriff from Stranger Things.
Yep, and Imogen Borman, who was the girl that did the puzzles in Hellraiser 2. So that's interesting. Can't wait to see her.
Hellraiser 2, Clive Barker's Revenge.
Bill Moseley.
Yes. Well, he was already at it.
Yeah, I know. Paige.
Yes.
From the WWE.
I mean,
she's only there on Saturday.
That is correct. I don't know if she's even with the WWE anymore, to be honest.
She is.
Is she?
Yeah. She's suspended right now, but they put her on. She's on SmackDown.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe she quit.
No, she didn't.
Rumors. Ric Flair will be there Saturday.
Yeah. So it looks like they're having their wrestling thing on Saturday.
Well, Rick's there Friday only.
Oh, he's there Friday and she's there Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah.
Ronnie Blakely,
Zoe Bell, Victoria Price, people we've mentioned. Ricky Dean Logan.
Yeah.
From
Freddy's Dead. We just had their anniversary.
Yeah.
And Back to the Future 2 and 3.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Tom Savini.
Yeah.
William Forsythe.
Uh-huh. They've added quite a few people then.
Yeah. Emily.
Anderson, Bobby Steele.
Mm-hmm.
Emily Serpico. She's actually from Florida. She was in the last season.
Season 8?
Yeah.
Well, okay. We like that one.
Uh-huh.
Shannon Holt from Skin Wars.
That's no idea.
I don't know what that is. That's cool. PJ.
PJ Souls. Woohoo!
Jennifer Jostin from House of 1,000 Corpses. And Eileen Dietz.
Eileen Dietz,
yes,
from The Exorcist.
There's the face you cannot
She's
stand.
The demon, yeah.
You got scared of that.
Yeah, and also, as we've mentioned before, Nicholas Berman Vince.
Yes.
God, Barbie Wilde. I can't remember people's names.
What in the fuck?
And Simon Bamford. They will all be there, along with Doug Bradley.
Yes.
And
the Cenobites.
Also, Nicholas Vince has been doing films and he has his own podcast and everything. And he's actually screening his film, The Night Whispered, at Spooky. It's making its U.S. debut.
At the film festival.
At the Spooky Film Festival. And he's also in three other films that are also debuting at the Spooky Film Festival. So he's going to be very busy that night for the Spooky Film Festival.
Yeah, he's doing that and hosted by Blair Bathory at Crypt TV. Very cool. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome.
Yeah, so very we're really busy. Excited about that.
Danny Hassel.
Yeah.
Andres. Lisa.
Nancy.
Yep, Nancy. Kane Hodder. It's cool, though. I mean, like, we got, you know, everybody we know will be there.
Heather Langenkamp.
So, yeah, David Harbour is the name of the sheriff.
Yeah, and Joe Crest.
The father.
Is the father.
Who I thought was Dylan Things. Baker for a minute.
I have started watching Stranger Things.
Yes.
Justin did convince me to start watching
it. But she's only two episodes in.
So far.
Too deep.
I'm waiting because I'm not
like
ready.
I said, after the second it's episode, it starts
okay.
going.
So far, we started the third episode last night.
Not really, though.
Okay. All right.
Wow. We went to bed.
Yeah. So anyway.
Barb. Good for you, Barb.
Good for you, Barb.
Poor Barb.
Yeah.
So, Spooky is good. Let's see. I think they updated the author list as well. Let's take a good old look. Let me actually see what... is the event scheduled yet? Let me see. I just want to know what we got going on. No, they would have it downloaded by now.
Yeah, it's not there.
No, this is just your basic outline.
Mm-hmm.
Fudge. But they have a lot of artists there. Film festival. So...
Tattoo party.
A tattoo, yep, convention type thing. So we got A.D. Sams, we got Armin Razamili, Briar Lee Mitchell, Cynthia Law. These are all the authors, by the way. Mm-hmm. Elise Reyes, Andy McDaniel, Jamie Pierce, Jay Smith, Lynn Gibson, Melissa Gibo, Sarith Ney, Scott Kenmore, William Tucker. I got nothing on that. I can't say that one. Aurelius Nova. Oh, she's hosting the panel. Okay. Uh-huh. Eric Gamich, John Capitino, Al Goingback, R.J. Jolla. I'm sorry, Jojola. Scott Baker, Scott Marlowe, Scott Poole. A lot of Scots, everybody.
Yeah, we're having the Scots again this year.
Seamus King, Sean McGumber, Tyson Hanks, Trent Duncan, Edward Lee, Tim Anderson, George
Cavender.
Yeah, and David Barnett. And, of course, Nicole Volakis and myself as moderator guy. So that'll be cool. So Spooky Empire is October 7th through 9th in Orlando at the Orange County Convention, wait for it, Center. It's going to be good.
Yes.
It's always a good time at Spooky Empire.
Yes,
so
we're very excited.
They moved to the Convention Center because it's so much bigger now.
Yes, and they really have stepped up their game this year. There's a lot more guests.
A lot of different guests.
A lot more setup. Yeah, it's a lot. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. So come out if you can. And apparently there's still rooms.
Yes. Over at their hotel.
Still rooms available, so.
We'll be at the Rosen if you want to get us drinks.
Yeah. Yeah, because our anniversary is on the 12th, which isn't too long after that.
No.
So, you know, if
and
you
Nicole, wanna... Nicole, two drinks and she's out.
Yeah, we do accept gifts.
She can go to sleep and I'm going to go party all night long. Yeah. I'll be in bed by 11.
And I'll have books and, yeah.
I'll be in bed by 11.
Yeah.
Party Justin's
tired.
Shut up.
I'm
going to get up at the crack of dawn and wander the Aimless Hotel.
Yeah,
again.
Like you did the last time.
Oh, my God.
But you ended up hanging out with people.
I was so fucking tired.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
We're not having that this year.
No.
So, anyway.
This year's about having fun, too.
Yes, we're going to have fun. We're going to relax and have a good time.
We're going to promote, of course, Underground Horror Radio.
Yep.
Our friend Jeff and Charboy will be there. It'll be a good time.
Yes.
Alton, the other Justin.
Punk Justin,
yes.
Yes.
So it'll be a fantastic
time. I'm really excited. And there's going to be a lot of cool people. I can't wait to see
October.
Dan again. I can't wait to see Dan Hassel again.
Me neither.
You know, I can't wait to get to hang out with Nick Vince and
that's right.
all of them. So,
it'll be
nice.
It'll
be exciting.
A good time.
You know, get
all
to
the
see
authors
Alicia
are
and
awesome.
All the girls and all the guys. And yeah, so awesome.
It'll be a good time. Plus Halloween Horror Night. So we're going it's
on the 29th.
Okay. So we'll have a full report after that.
So while the show is airing on the 29th,
we'll actually be. I mean, this is live.
No, it's not. They know it's not.
No,
it's not Memorex either.
It has Memorex? What the fuck is Memorex?
You don't know what Memorex is?
No.
You don't remember that commercial from even that was back when you were a kid, but it was still a commercial.
I don't know.
Is it live or is it Memorex?
I don't remember.
The videotapes?
No.
Or music. They used to have tapes and music that they used to do. And they actually used to have this commercial where this guy was sitting in his chair. And he's sitting like this. And everything starts blowing from the music. And he's playing a tape. It's on tape. So is it like live or is it Memorex? That was their key.
So Memorex was the type
line.
Of tape.
Yeah.
Like cassette tape?
Yeah.
They
made videotapes and cassette tapes.
Okay.
Yes.
Music tapes. Okay.
Yes.
And it's supposed to sound so fucking good. That you couldn't tell if it was a live show or a tape. Oh,
yeah.
Very cool.
Look it up. Live. Is it live or is it Memorex?
I'm looking up shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
This show should be on tape.
Yeah.
If I can get a tape recorder in here, I will.
Jesus.
I'm serious.
I know you are.
We'll paint some stuff on it. Look up our friends. Let's see. Just horse shit. We got time left.
Uh-huh.
Underground Horror. I'm just kidding. No, look up TJ Lynch, horror artist extraordinaire on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Look up Dr. Wolfula. He's a good reviewer on YouTube. Look up Ice Cream.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. I think it's Ice Cream Incorporated. They make patches.
Mm-hmm.
Which is some of them are on McPatches. Obviously, look up morbidmovies.com. Look up Morbid TV. Look up Morbid Movies on Facebook. What is this?
Is it live or is it Memorex?
Oh, okay. What else? What else can we tell people to look up?
Halloween Horror Nights.
Halloween Horror Nights.
Fright Nights.
Yeah. Secret Identity Commentary on Facebook. Look that up.
Yes.
Obviously, look up Charwell and El Bandito's Power Hour of Love on Facebook. Author Tyson Hanks, we said that. There you got popularity. Elevator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Mitch Hyman. Bubba the Redneck Werewolf.
Yes, that's true. Look that up. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Just so much stuff.
Little Coffee Shop of Horrors.
Yes, they make good coffee. Gods and Monsters.
Yeah.
That's going to be sweet.
That is a great at Artagon.
I really like that mall. Anti-mall.
I like that mall. Yeah, I do too.
Food choice is not a lot. That kind of upsets me.
But yeah.
All in all, the fact that they have so much space and it's for artists or people doing their own thing.
Yeah.
Like if we had money, which we don't, we could totally set up a radio room.
Yeah.
There. And that would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be awesome. But one day.
Yep.
We'll expand.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely, like I said, not a whole lot going on. One more to report after we see Blair Witch.
Yep.
And we'll promote other things.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's almost that time.
Yep, it's almost that time. But we will have Halloween Horror Nights.
Yes. And then
29th.
It'll be October. So we're really fucking.
Yep.
Be talking about fucking Halloween shit. Hardcore.
Yep.
Plus, we're going to go to a couple other Halloween stores.
Yes.
And there's Fright Nights.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so much going on.
Yeah. We're very excited.
We're very excited. It's just this week was a long week.
Yeah.
So anyway, thanks for listening, as always.
As always.
Definitely look up Nicole Voulakis on Amazon.
Yeah.
Or Barnes & Nobles or whatever.
Buy a book or come and see us at Spooky and buy a book.
Yeah.
I sign them and they're cheaper.
Yeah. Yeah. She'll do that and then I'll take a picture with you so you can tell people that I was that guy in high school you liked, but not really. They're like, who's this fucking guy?
Yeah, who's this guy?
Who's this fucking guy?
Who's this guy here?
This guy's a dummy. All right, we'll be back.
Anyway, later.
Stay tuned for Charbel and El Bonito's Power Hour of Love right here on PodunkRadio.com.
listening to Podunk Radio.